As the author of To Kill a Mockingbird, Harper Lee won the Pulitzer Prize. Her novel has been widely read in high schools and in universities across the country. It's a classic of American literature, and it was made into a great movie in 1962. Gregory Peck won the Oscar for his lead role as Atticus Finch, the Southern lawyer who defends a black man. Lee kept mostly a private life. She gave few interviews or public appearances over the next 50 years. That all changed on July 14, 2015. 7 months before Lee's death, her manuscript of a second novel was discovered, Go Set a Watchman, 304 pages. Her title was a King James biblical quote. She was following the tradition of William Faulkner, who also liked biblical allusions in his work. In 1936, he wrote Absalom, Absalom, a story of a father and son in Mississippi at the time of the Civil War. What was the meaning behind the title of Lee's new novel? Thanks to the help and perseverance of preachers, elders, and deacons across the country, people turned to their Old Testament. They went to Isaiah chapter 21 to find the answer. For thus the Lord said to me, Go, set a watchman. Let him announce what he sees. Where he sees riders, horsemen in pairs, riders on donkeys, riders on camels, let him listen diligently, very diligently. Then he who saw cried out, Upon a watchtower I stand, O Lord, continually by day, and at my post I am stationed at nights. The watchman here is Isaiah, a prophet in the kingdom of Judea, probably between the years 740 B.C. and 698 B.C. In this verse, he's prophesying about the fall of Babylon. Raised in a Bible-reading family, Harper Lee knew watchmen in the Old Testament were often stationed on high walls. The Hebrew word translated watchman means one who looks out, one who spies, one who watches. Watchmen safeguarded fields and vineyards during harvest time. Matthew chapter 21 and Mark chapter 12 describe the parable of the master who planted a vineyard and built a tower to protect it. The Bible also refers to watchmen in a spiritual sense. God appointed Ezekiel as a watchman over the souls of his people. I have set thee a watchtower unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me. The prophet's job as a watchman was a heavy responsibility before the Lord. If a prophet failed to warn others as God had appointed him to do, his own life was in danger. Jonah was a reluctant watchman for the city of Nineveh. Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come before me. That's what we read in Jonah chapter 1, verse 2. But remember, Jonah flees to Joppa, boarding a ship. The crew encounters a mighty storm at sea. Only when they cast Jonah overboard is the raging elements finally at peace. And we know that Jonah spends 3 nights and 3 days in the belly of a great fish. He later goes to Nineveh, and that city turns away from its sins. In his role as a watchman over his own family, Abraham pleads to God to spare his judgment to destroy the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham drew near and said, Wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? That's what we read in Genesis chapter 12, verse 23. The role of a spiritual watchman continues in the New Testament in the form of elders and deacons. Obey them that have the role over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. God calls all Christians to be watchmen. Jesus told his disciples, Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is needy, but the flesh is weak. In Luke chapter 12, verses 37, Jesus says, "Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find continuing." And with verse 39, "And this know, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not have suffered his house be broken through. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour ye think not." For Harper Lee, she was searching for a watchman, somebody to be the moral compass of her hometown of Monroeville, Alabama. Are we a watchman? Are you a watchman? Are you waiting for the return of Jesus Christ? Are you baptized for the remission of your sins? Are you restored in the Lord's church? Scott has given us a great hymn tonight as part of our invitation. We are watchmen. We are watching not only to rescue ourselves, but rescue our loved ones and those in our community. We are continuously watchmen every day of our lives to look out, because we don't know when the end will come. If you are in any position tonight where you're not sure that you're in God's plan of salvation, if the end would come tonight, would you be ready to meet your Lord? Have you been a watchman, or are you a watchman tonight? If this has reached you in any way in your heart, please come now as together we stand and sing.